Well, let's head over to the Vision Home Loans news line. We're joined by ABC News entertainment correspondent Jason Nathanson, as we are every Friday at this time. Jason, this could be the biggest box office weekend yet. And does the sequel F9 to the Fast and the Furious franchise, is that really getting people revved up?
Yeah, it is. People are excited to see it, and you're right, it could be the biggest box office weekend since the pandemic started. We're at least hoping that it is, so the movie business can kind of get back to normal, as a lot of other businesses are starting to hopefully get back to normal. And when we talk about normal, it's not going to make the kind of money that we've seen in the past. A couple of these movies have made over $100 million on their opening weekend. So we're not going to see that. Maybe $60 million. But if that happened, it would still be the best opening weekend of the pandemic. And this is, you know, one of those big, this is really the biggest test so far that we've had. Since the movie theaters have been open wide, this is opening on more than 4,000 screens. And so it's the biggest opening so far since the pandemic started. So it has the potential. And people are excited. They love the Fast and Furious movies. This has already made over almost $300 million worldwide. It's been open in a bunch of other countries before it opened here, and so it'll be interesting to see what happens this weekend. This is obviously F9, so it's the ninth movie in the franchise. It's directed by Justin Lin, who directed the third, fourth, fifth, and sixth movies, so he's coming back. And John Cena makes his debut in this film. He plays Vin Diesel's brother. I wish I could tell you that it was good. Unfortunately, it is not. In my opinion, at least, it, you know, you go to these things for the spectacle of the stunts and all that. You don't necessarily go for the story, but it's 2.5 hours long. The stunts are just, they didn't really impress me this time, and the humor just didn't really land. Overall, I did not enjoy watching this film, but I was in a theater with a bunch of other people, and they were like clapping and cheering, so maybe it was just me. They seem to like it.
Okay, and with some references in there to Paul Walker, right?
Yeah. I mean, there's references there, but also references to a lot, deep callbacks to some of the other films.
Okay.
And people who come back. And so if you're a fan of the franchise, then there's going to be a lot of stuff in there for you to point at and go, oh yeah, and laugh and clap. And if you're not a fan, if you're just like kind of a casual fan, a lot of it'll go over your head. But that's okay. You're not there for depth necessarily.
All right. And now to a vehicle of another kind. Tell us about this Liam Neeson movie.
Yeah, so if you haven't had enough watching cars crash and stunts like that, you go home and then watch on Netflix The Ice Road, which stars Liam Neeson. And in this movie, his particular set of skills is being able to drive a big rig over ice. And that's what he has to do. He has to get a shipment of stuff to a place in a certain amount of time or bad things happen. This is, you know, it's kind of an action movie with trucks. They filmed it in Winnipeg in the winter, so it was negative 35 degrees. Liam Neeson and Lawrence Fishburne actually go under the ice at one point into the water, and they actually did that stunt, and it looked really, really cold. I don't know why 69 years old Liam Neeson is subjecting himself to these things at this point, but he is, and I guess it's for our pleasure. And, you know, the movie's you know, it's not really the greatest thing in the world, but it's on Netflix, so you can watch 5 minutes of it and kind of decide for yourself.
All right, maybe you're not in the mood for the automotive theme. There's some a new documentary over on Disney Plus as well, all looking at celebrity chef Wolfgang Puck.
Yeah, it's called Wolfgang, appropriately, and this is about his, I think a lot of people know his name and they know who he is, and maybe they've eaten at one of his restaurants or had some of his frozen pizza or something like that, but a lot of people don't know the story behind the guy, and this is about a lot about him growing up in Austria, and he had a really bad abusive stepfather, and it kind of gets into that and how that made him who he is, and then also all the trials and tribulations of coming up in the restaurant industry. I found it fascinating. There's a documentary a couple of years ago called Jiro Dreams of Sushi that got a lot of acclaim. This is directed by the same guy, David Gelb, who also does the Chef's Table series on Netflix. So if you're familiar with kind of those foodie documentaries already, you know the kind of style and you can expect with this, and I think you'll probably like it.
Yeah, Wolfgang made an appearance at, well, he's made an appearance at several Colorado wine and food festivals, but he made an appearance once at a festival in Denver, and I will never forget it because he called on me in the audience with a question, and it was a foodie question, and I answered correctly. I don't think I've ever felt that much pleasure from any school achievement as that.
that's great, and I will tell you, he's one of the nicest guys. I've interviewed him probably dozens of times.
Oh, wow.
And you'll get the sense of that in this documentary, and I can tell you that in person, he really is that nice.
Oh, great. Okay, well, Jason Nathanson, ABC News entertainment correspondent out of Los Angeles, thank you for joining us.
All right, take care.